Okay, welcome everyone to April 17th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. I am your host, Joe DeCrucifuoro, and I do the show because I love this country. Never said she was perfect, but one of the best things about this country is that we can talk about why it is not and work to change it. So with that said, let's get started with the Pledge of Allegiance and begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay, and moving on to today's program, the Bay of Pigs goes underway, and I wish a happy birthday to Ford Mustang. So then, let's get started. 1961, the Bay of Pigs begins. Epic fail. In 1959, communist Fidel Castro overthrew the Cuban government and forced President Fulgencio Batista into exile. And the first thing Castro did was take over the oil refineries, which had been controlled by U.S. corporations Essex and Standard Oil and Anglo-Dutch Shell. America retaliated by refusing to import sugar, so Castro retaliated that by nationalizing most U.S.-owned assets on the island, including banks and sugar mills, and there were a lot of them. So this went back and forth, then a friendship was sunk in the Havana Harbor, and the cause was never determined, but Castro blamed it on the U.S. So the U.S. stopped exporting anything to Cuba except for medicine and some foods, and Cuba responded by taking control of nearly 400 American private-run businesses such as Coca-Cola and Sears Roebuck. At a meeting of Organization of American States in Costa Rica in 1960, Secretary of State Christian Herder publicly blasted Castro for, quote, following faithfully the Bolshevik pattern by instituting a single-party political system, taking governmental control of trade unions, suppressing civil liberties, and removing both the freedom of speech and the freedom of press, and spreading communism. Castro blasted back by accusing the U.S., New York City specifically, as super free, super democratic, super humane, and super civilized city. I think he's being ironic there. And that the American poor were in the bowels of imperialist monster. Criticized the U.S. media by being controlled by the big corporations. Okay. President Dwight D. Eisenhower had enough of this, and Ike started brewing up a plan to overthrow Castro's regime, since Castro was getting really cozy with the Soviet Union. President Ike came up with the idea, and his successor, JFK, endorsed it. When Kennedy took over office, he gave the invasion the nod, and the next thing you know, over 1,400 paramilitaries divided into 5 infantry battalions and 1 paratrooper battalion assembled in Guatemala on April 13th. On April 15th, the CIA sent a couple B-26 bombers and attacked Cuban airfields. Then, on the night of April 16th, the invasion began in the Bay of Pigs. It didn't go well for Americans and was over by April 20th. How embarrassing. This made Castro's support very strong, and his never-ending dictatorship was fortified. The Soviet Union and Cuba were now besties, and the USSR started supplying Cuba with missiles, and almost went to nuclear blows with America in the Cuban Missile Crisis later on. JFK tried to take the blame for it, but the damage was done, and America didn't look good anywhere. It still doesn't to a lot of countries to this day because of that. And moving on to 1964, today's badass award goes out to the pony car. On April 17th, the Ford Mustang was introduced at a World's Fair in New York. It was expected to sell about 100,000 in the first year, but instead what happened, it sold a lot more than that. It showed up in the James Bond movie Goldfinger and debuted on the racetrack within a month at the 1964 Indianapolis 500. It sold 1 million Mustangs in 3 years, and had about 500 fan clubs. That might very well be more than I have. Like a boss!
And that is it, my friends, for April 17th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. Once again, I'm your host, Joe DeCrucifuoro. I've got this cool website you got to check out called joesdailyushistorylesson.com. And on that page, you will find a comment board, and this is where your participation comes in. Let me know what you thought about today's show. Cold War fans, did Kennedy's handling of the Cuban Missile Crisis completely exonerate his image after the Bay of Pigs debacle? Mustang fans, what's the most amount of them you've had in your garage at one time? So yeah, let me know what you think. And while you're there, you can check out some of the multiple choice quizzes I have on there. Good luck. Now, on tomorrow's program, I'll talk about World War II news, plus the San Francisco earthquake, and the beginning of the American Revolution. So stay tuned. In the meantime, you can hit me up on Facebook and Twitter. And thanks for being great patriotic Americans, everyone. We will see you tomorrow. Thanks again for listening.